On Facebook, there are these three brothers who love guns, say guns are overregulated, say the NRA is too quick to compromise.
And they're gaining more followers every day.
They're very in-your-face and offensive, and by God, I love them for it.
Listen now to the No Compromise podcast from NPR.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On today's show, some of my favorite artists with new music and some great unknowns. I'll begin with Kevin Morby. He's just announced a new album. It's called Sundowner. It's a record that got its start around the time he moved from Los Angeles back to his Kansas City hometown. And before moving, Kevin made a purchase of an old four-track machine. And he made use of an old shed he called Little Lost Los Angeles as his recording studio. Kevin speaks to the magic of recording on this old four-track machine and how the warmth of the sound and the ease of recording to cassette helped birth these new songs. And he'd eventually record these songs all over again with Brad Cook at Sonic Ranch, a Texas studio on the border of Mexico. They managed to capture the unadorned rawness present on the original four-track tapes. This song is called Campfire.
Oh my, my, oh I guess that I done my time, now I've laid to rest. There's a campfire inside my soul, and it billows. In the sky was a thousand years old, always kept time in my back pocket. No man, goddamn, came to take my soul. Shut the door, then lock it. And where have all of my friends gone? And where did all of my friends go? And where have all of my friends gone? They billow. Thought that I saw Jessie, she was sitting in a crowd. Thought that I saw Jessie, then I got to feeling proud to ever have known someone so pretty and so sweet, who every time she sang a song, it'd sweep me off my feet. But oh my, my, oh I guess that she did her time, now she's laid to rest. There's a campfire inside her soul, still inside of me, held by an angel, put poems inside of me, down to my mouth, said, won't you recite to me? Okay. Every first Wednesday, there goes that sound again, sun's going down, and she's a sundowner. Stay calm, and give me your palm, give me your palm, and I'll sing you a song. Young kids smoke cigarettes out on the avenue. Sun's going down, so you might as well have a few. Hey, who are you? Did you hear the news? Anthony's dead and poor Richard too. They billow, and it makes me nervous. They whittle a fiddle from wood in our service. Now that it's dusk, kids scatter the avenues. Hey, who are you? I'm a sundown at two.
Kevin Morby, the song from his record is called Campfire. That voice in the middle, that beautiful voice, was Katie Crutchfield, Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield. The new album, Sundowner, is out October 16th on Dead Oceans. One of the musicians on Kevin Morby's new record is percussionist James Krifchenya, who we know as the drummer in Big Thief. And from Big Thief, we have a new solo album from Adrian Lenker. In fact, we have two albums coming from this wonderful and prolific songwriter and singer. There's an album simply called Songs and another titled Instrumentals. And oddly, like the Kevin Morby record, the songs were birthed in a small space and on analog gear. In this case, it was a one-room cabin in the mountains of Western Massachusetts and recorded on an old Atari 8-track machine with the help of Phil Weinrobe. At the end of each day, Adrian would play some guitar improvisations, which Phil recorded, and so that's the basic makeup of the second of the two albums, the Instrumentals album. I'm going to play the first track released from the Songs record, and it's called Anything.
Staring down the barrel of the Hudson, shining with the sheet of a shotgun. Carol is a little if we need some. Joy is a ray if we want to come. Hanging your jeans with a clothespin. Skin still wet, still on my skin. Mango in your mouth, juice dripping. Shoulder of your shirt, sleeve slipping. Christmas Eve with your mother and sis. Don't want to fight, but your mother and sis. Dolls, white teeth, slice right through my fist. Drive to the yard. Put me on risk. Grocery store list, now you get pissed. Uncheck calls and messages. I don't wanna be the owner of your fantasy. I just wanna be a part of your family. And I don't wanna talk about anything. I don't wanna talk about anything. I wanna kiss your eyes again. Wanna witness your eyes looking.
I love hearing her songs. That's Adrian Lenker. The new album of often heartbreaking tunes is called Songs, with its companion record called Instrumentals. And both records will be packaged together and released October 23rd on 4AD. Tori Zeach grew up in a religious home in Australia. She later formed a duo with Daniel Pinkerton known as Severa. And when the duo disbanded, she moved to Brighton in the UK. It's there she wrote a stockpile of solo music and came back to Melbourne with what she describes as a SoundCloud packed with demo tapes. And so the project she calls Maple Glider began. This is the first song from Maple Glider. It's called As Tradition, a song that speaks to the loss of identity as it parallels both religion and relationships.
Love is just a word I have learned. I may use it. Bible study earned me the right to be alone in my own defense. Come to me, pretty, pull back my limbs. It's the oldest tradition.
That's the music of Maple Glider, and the video for this song, shot on Super 8 film, can be seen on the All Songs Considered website. And after the break, new music from Jeff Tweedy, Cautious Clay, and Another Great Unknown. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Jeff Tweedy is releasing two new songs today, and I'm going to play the title track to his new album. It's called Love is the King. It's a song filled with gratitude in a time of angst. And in this time of angst, Jeff Tweedy has been holding tight to family. The album was done with his sons Spencer and Sammy. They tried to write a song a day in the loft, the Chicago studio where Wilco often gathered to make music. The pandemic's been a productive time for the Tweedys. There's the Tweedy Show, their occasional Instagram gathering where you can find the family chatting and singing favorite tunes and being kind of goofy. And as hard as life is these days, I'm envious of the world they share together. Here's the opening track to Jeff's new album. It's called Love is the King.
Thank you.
Jeff Tweedy, the title track from his new album is called Love is the King. Jeff Tweedy also has a new book coming out. God, he's prolific. October 13th, that book is called How to Write One Song. And on Friday, September 18th, there'll be a live webcast of the band playing for what's called Live at the Drive-In, a performance at the McHenry Outdoor Theater. Another Chicago-based artist is called Bonzi. And she has a song that's also perfect for these times. It's called Alone. It's produced with DJ Campo, who's worked with Big Sean, John Legend, and Jay-Z. The atmospherics on this song are stunning. But I'd also encourage you to watch the video, and I'll let Bonzi tell you more about that.
The video for Alone was made by Japanese hand paint artist Mio Sato. She paints using her fingers and hands onto glass and then animates that without using computers. And I saw her short film last year, and in January we started talking together about maybe doing something. At that time, I had been studying Japanese since high school, but I still was not good enough to have a conversation, and we had a translator on that call. When the virus rolled around and I had the song Alone and we were both quarantining, I had been studying Japanese very intensely since January, and we no longer needed the translator, and every other day we would talk for 2-3 hours on Skype about our countries and what was happening, and of course worked on the video. So we became really, really close over the course of making this video and quarantine. So I hope you enjoy Alone.
Find me.
Bonzi. The new song is called Alone, and from what I hear, there'll be a new album soon, her third. It's coming toward the end of the year. Our final song comes from Cautious Clay, and with a title such as Agreeable, it too speaks to 2020. It's a song about polarization, about compromise, or actually maybe the lack of it. The song will be on Cautious Clay's debut album. He's released 3 EPs over the past few years, but not a full album. I'll let Cautious Clay tell you more about the song Agreeable, and you can find a video for this song and all the music we played on All Songs Considered on the All Songs Considered site. I'll add these songs to my playlist, which you can find under my name, Bob Boylan, on Spotify or Apple Music. Take care, everybody. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
So I wanted to express how difficult it actually feels to be agreeable right now. I feel like love and empathy are unfortunately more hard-earned than fear. And I just wanted to kind of reflect on that emotionally and lyrically, but also make a sonic environment that felt positive and uplifting.
What I want falls shorter than perfect, but better than earnest. Do better next time when your life wasn't worth it.